Hello and welcome to Living Single in Your City. That's right, not my city, but your city. This is your girl, Tawanda, and I'm so excited to be hanging out on a super Saturday night with some lovely ladies in the house that's living single in various cities. So as we get started tonight, and before we talk about what our show is about, we're going to go out to the ladies and say hi, see who's on the line, what state you're representing, and what mood you're in tonight. All the way out, well, let's see, I'm not going to tell you state because I'm going to let you do that. So tell us your state you're representing and the mood that you're in. 703, we're going to start with you.
Hey, Alexis, I'm from Virginia, and the mood I'm in is curious.
Did you say curious or serious?
Curious.
Okay, you sound a little muffled. Get on the phone because we want to hear everything that you got to say tonight. All right, that's Alexis from that DMV area, and she is curious about what? Let's see. 805, talk to us.
So I'm Kaya, and I am representing California. The mood that I am in is I'm relaxed, and I'm looking forward to the show.
And you're representing California. Are you representing the whole damn state?
I am representing. I would say yes, I'm representing California tonight.
Well, you're boss, because California is a big state. All right, all right. 940, talk to us.
It's Lissa. I'm from Texas, and my mood tonight is ready.
Ready, and you represent the whole state of Texas?
Yeah, got to.
Oh, right, 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 right. We got some greedy girls in the house tonight. So... Man, this is Tawanda. I'm representing the U.S. I want the whole damn country. Woo! Tonight, we're talking about entertainment. I know, right? Greedy bitches. So, tonight, our topic is about entertainment. What would you do to be a star? I heard a saying before that whomever controls the media controls the mind. Once again, whoever controls the media controls the mind. Now, today, when we look at entertainment, whether it's music, whether it's movies, TV shows, et cetera, there is so much to choose from. So I have a couple of questions. And my first one to you ladies is music or movies? If you had to pick one, music or movies? Don't be greedy. We already know we're all greedy, but don't be greedy. What is your pleasure, music or movies, Lissa?
I'm going to have to say music all the way.
Music. Kaya, movies or music?
I would say I have to agree with the lady that just spoke, and I would say music as well because I feel like, you know, depending on what type of music you actually listen to, that's the type of energy that you're going to get. So for me, the type of music that I listen to is like, I would say soul music or soulful music, R&B music, and sometimes a little country music because I'm different, but I enjoy my country music, but soul music, soulful music really puts me at a calm, relaxed, you know, kind of love state of mind, if that makes any sense.
Okay. All right, so Lissa said music. Kaya says music. Well, Kaya said a lot, actually. All right, Alexis, how about you? Music or movies?
Music.
Okay, so we got some music fanatics. So we'll talk about music first, then we'll go over to the movies and television. So let me ask you, ladies, tell me, okay, so we're talking about music right now. So my first question in reference to music is this. Tell me an artist, one or two, male and female, that, of course, we're, you know, there's all types of stigmatisms in reference to people that's not married, i.e. singles. So we're always talking about who we think is sexy, who's not. Okay, so the first thing is, tell me two artists, one male and one female, that to you, like, ooh, drop dead gorgeous. One male and one female. Kind of let me see what your taste is. One male and one female. And I'm not, if you're a person that doesn't like the same sex, okay, that's cool, not a problem. You still can tell if someone's drop dead gorgeous or not. So let's just get that out of the way so we don't have to be shy. All right, we'll start with you, Alexis. Two people in the music world, male and female, drop dead gorgeous. Doesn't mean a couple, just one male and one female.
Female? Huh. That's really hard. I would pick Rihanna. And
okay.
Male, does the group count? Because I really don't like any of the single artists. I prefer the
Well, just pick one person from the group, because you said music over movies. Give me one person.
So not fair. Fine. I used to have the hugest crush on Ryan from Backstreet Boys.
Ryan from Backstreet Boys?
Brian from Backstreet
Brian?
Boys.
Okay, I got to Google. I don't know him. How about you, Kaya?
Brian Little, I think is how you say his last name.
Okay. Kaya?
I would have to say my two top artists right now that I'm just, like, so in tune with, I guess you can say, or for me, that would be Janine Aiko. And if I pronounce her name wrong, for her fans that are listening, please forgive me, because she is such a beautiful soul to me. And then Lonnie.
Now, who is that?
I believe Janine Aiko. Aiko.
How do you spell that?
Holy crap. J-H-E-N-E, and then I'm not even going to pronounce Charles.
Okay,
to pronounce,
okay.
Oh,
yeah,
name.
Beautiful. Okay. I never heard of her before. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
So Janine Aiko, and then Londrell. He's a new R&B artist as well. And his
Ron?
Is more like Londrell.
Spell that?
Londrell. L-O-N-D-R-E-L-L-E. Londrell. His music is
okay,
more
okay.
Meditation music.
Really?
It's
interesting.
Like,
okay. Never heard of him before? Okay, listen.
Yeah, he's a new artist. He's a new artist. Maybe I'm trying to put him out there, but if you haven't heard
him,
you
are.
I definitely would like for you guys to definitely look into him because, oh, my God, the music that, I mean, just the way he makes your soul feel so right. It feels so good. And it's the type of music. I would say everyone should listen to it. I mean, if it's not your thing, it's not your thing. His voice is a little bit different from most R&B artists. But, you know, it's a mess list. Like, you have to put that on your
Yeah. Now, as all of our listeners subscribe to him, how much royalties is he sending you to promote him like that?
That's a good question. He's not sending me any royalties.
Well, you might need to contact him on Instagram and let him know, hey, I've been advocating for you. You might need to send me a check. I know you're new and everything. Because, you know, the funny thing is, welcome to the call, 317. State your name and the state you're calling from tonight. Welcome to the call. Hello, hello. All right.
This is Kate.
They may be on mute. Oh, okay. How you doing, Kate?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Well, you can't represent California because Kaya has taken over the whole state, so we're going to give you a few minutes to think about what state you're representing tonight, okay?
Okay, I got it.
All right. So we're talking about entertainment. What would you do to be a star? All right, so All right, Lissa, what about you? You said music over a movie. So tell us two artists, male and female, that you think are beautiful, they're freaking amazing. One male and one female that you love, you like, you admire, you follow, et cetera.
I'm going to have to go with Erykah Badu and
okay.
I want to say Mozzie, but I'm going to say Elijah Blake.
Elijah Blake. I have no idea who that is. Who is Elijah Blake?
He's somebody I just stumbled across on YouTube recently. And, you know, I like that neo-soul type music, and I like to meditate. So it was just one of the things, and it was like he was just speaking to my soul. And then, like, he did French at the end. Made me fall in love. Like, he do the poems at the end of his music. And they don't do that anymore.
Okay.
So I'm real big on old music.
I just Googled him, and he's actually a good-looking guy. All right.
Nice.
So, Kate, yeah, definitely cutie pie. Kate, music or movies?
Music, for sure.
All right, two artists that you think are drop-dead gorgeous, you love them, you like to follow them, one male and one female.
Okay.
Oh, she artists is beautiful. Oh, he is super sexy. You say who?
I think for the female, I like Janae Aiko a lot. Have you guys heard of her before?
No, you said Janae?
Janae Aiko, yeah. She's a Bay Area artist. And she's really
never
good.
Heard of
her.
Her
stuff is like, yeah, it's really good. You should look her up.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. yeah, Kaya just chose her.
No, you
okay.
Didn't.
Yes, she did.
Good cake. That's why we're going to have fun.
I'm glad.
Yeah,
like,
that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
For some versatility, I'll say Summer Walker is pretty awesome. She's got some good music out there, too.
Okay, how about the guy?
Ooh, okay, so did you say gorgeous or just like you like their music?
No, drop dead gorgeous. Good looking, beautiful,
gorgeous.
Sexy.
Okay, well, I want to say Chris Brown. I think Chris Brown is super sexy. But, you know, he's got some things about him I'm not sure about. But he can dance. I like a man that can dance, for sure.
Is he still sexy, though? Because he has changed so much over the years.
That's true. I think he is. I think I'm attracted to swagger, and he's got a lot of swagger.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, let me share this with you guys. When I said music or movies, you know, there's so much when it comes to the world of entertainment. All right, let me share this with you. Because, again, as we've heard before, whomever controls the media controls the mind. The United States entertainment and media market generated $479 billion. That was back in 2012. Representing 29.2% of the worldwide revenue of nearly $1.6 trillion. In 2017, the United States expected to account for $632 billion, or 29% of the worldwide total of more than $2.1 trillion, according to a report. And this is media. This is your movie. This is your music. Studies show that the global media industry poised to top $2 trillion, and that was in 2016. So just imagine what has happened over the last 4 years. Whoever controls the media controls the mind. And, of course, to be a star in the media, to be out there, to be famous, you know, a lot actually happens to it. So a couple of questions I want to ask you tonight, because we're talking about entertainment. What would you do to become a star? All right. So my first question that I want to ask you ladies is, would you like to be a star or a celebrity? Do you want to be famous? That's my very first question. Think about that for just 1 second. Would you like to be a star? Or if you want to call it a celebrity or famous, whether you're a reality star, whether you're famous for music, for movies, for TV shows, is that a dream of yours? You know how you have kids and they start becoming in the pageants and then they want to be a model? Well, when you grow up, or did you just get older and say, hey, you know what? I want to be famous. That's the very first question that I want to ask you. And if so, why? Or why not? All right, talk to us, Kate.
Okay, so I actually wanted to be an actress when I was growing up, and I, like, since kind of decided to do something, I don't know, more practical, but I think I do want to be famous. Like, I do modeling on the side and things. I just don't know that I want to be a star. Famous, yes. A star, no. Like, I think that when you're super, super famous, that the publicity and, like, everything that comes along with that can be not super awesome. And so I think being, like, a small-scale star probably be better. Like, you know, Jhené Aiko, like I said, she's a Bay Area artist. Everyone knows her around here. But when you tell people that don't live in California, I feel like some people know her, some people don't. And I feel like that's the kind of popular I'd like to be. Like, I don't know that I would want to be somebody that's, like, so famous that everywhere they go, people are trying to, like, jump on them and stuff. Like, that would just be, like, stressful.
Okay. So you wouldn't mind being a star, but kind of a local celebrity, basically.
Yeah, that would be the best situation, I think.
And what kind of celebrity? You, for your modeling or for what?
Mm-hmm. I think if I could really choose anything, probably acting or singing. But I don't know. I really like to be, like, I feel like I'm pretty versatile. Like, I feel like I can sing decently. I can act. I can model. I can, like, I mean, talk. Here we are on a podcast. Like, I used to do speech contests and stuff. So, I don't know. I think I don't even know that I would want to, like, have a niche. I don't know if that's possible. There's not a lot of celebrities doing, like, a ton of different stuff like that. But if you're, like, more local, then I feel like it's just cool to be, you know, having, like, doing a lot of different cool things. But I would probably choose acting if I was going to go with one.
Okay. All right. How about you, Alexis?
I would like to argue one statement that Kate said, because she said that mm-hmm. she feels like a lot of actors and actresses and singers are not really doing, you know, a little bit of everything. I feel like they are. Most actors or most,
yeah.
you know, R&B artists and, you know, music, anybody in the music industry, you can find them acting, modeling, owning their own
true.
Businesses on the side.
You're right. That's
Sorry,
true. You
like,
do
I
lot
just
of
wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're right. That's true.
So, yeah.
They do this a lot of time. Okay, I'll do it.
But yeah, if they can do it, well, you can do it too.
Okay. You
okay.
got me then. I'm going to do everything.
How about you, Alexis?
Nope.
Why not?
No. Because, no offense, it's just not my vibe. I'm sorry. Some
okay.
people aspire to be in front of the cameras, and some people want to be recognized. All right, I do not want to spend my life living under a freaking microscope, nor do I want my life, like, to be written about, to be speculated, nor do I want stalkers. And sorry, I think people who are real movers and shakers can do it from, don't need to be that popular and don't need to be in front of the cameras. I'm sorry, if I'm going to make a difference, I prefer to do it from behind the cameras. I don't need everybody to know what I look like. Thank you very much. And I don't want to walk outside my house with a bunch of people in the bushes jumping out and with a bunch of cameras.
Now, do you believe that you can be a star without being in front of the camera, you know, with writing or producing or other things?
Yes, which is why I prefer to do it behind the cameras and, like, not in front of a camera. I can make a difference and stuff like that without everybody knowing my name and stuff like that. And I'm sorry, I don't need crazy people. And that's also for me to be somebody famous too. Like,
well, Alexis, I'm sorry to inform you, but
nope.
you're going to be a podcast star soon, and the paparazzi will be outside your door, Alexis. I hate to properly inform you of that.
You know what? They don't know what, you know, in all honesty, just they don't know what I look like. I'll just get somebody to answer my door and say, no, Alexis doesn't live here. Because my voice is not my voice. And they'll just believe it.
All right. Okay. All right. You give me a hard time. All right. Lissa, Duchess, talk to us. You want to be a star?
It's going to have to be a no for me just because I don't like people, so I wouldn't want to deal with that many people on a day-to-day basis.
Well, I'm confused because you do music and you do modeling, so I'm confused. How are you supposed to stay away from the paparazzi?
Run.
Because I
already... It's not even possible to stay away from the paparazzi in the field.
Because I write more than I do anything, so I'm more closed off than being seen.
I don't know how these talented people think they're going to keep the cameras away from them. How about you, Kaya?
I'm not even going to lie. I think a lot of little girls dream to, you know, when I was younger, of course, like, I dreamed of being a, I don't want to say superstar, but a singer. I wanted to be a singer when I was younger, but it wasn't because of the fam and, I mean, the, you know, the fame and the glitz and glam and all that. I wanted to be a singer so I can, you know, be a role model and a good role model at that for, you know, my nieces, my nephews that I knew that was going to be coming later on in, you know, later on in life. But as I got older, I thought about, like Alexis said, like stalkers, and I thought about, you know, all the, like, the paparazzi and just being, you know, having that busy life that that comes with all the, you know, all the fame and all the, really that just comes with all the fame. I'm like, would I really be able to keep up with that lifestyle? I don't know. And then, you know, growing up, because I didn't really focus on, you know, making my dream come true, I was just like, okay, well, that's not a dream, but I'm still not going to, you know, deter my, like, I still want to be a good role model for my nieces and my nephew and any child that, you know, come into my life. I still want to be a great role model to them. So, yeah, at one point I did want to have the fame. I did. I wanted to be famous. I wanted, you know, people to know my name. I wanted to put my city that I was, you know, where I'm from. I wanted to put that on the map as well. You know, bring a light on my city. But life happened. I didn't follow my dreams, and now I'm just a regular, everyday, you know, woman still, and working on myself. And it's still been wonderful without all the
women. And nothing is wrong with that. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about what would you have to do to become a star, and let's actually open the lives up of different people we know, who we follow, who we admire, who we respect that may be famous. Because a lot of times someone says, hey, I want to be him, I want to be her, but you have no idea what it's like to walk a mile in someone else's shoes. And this is Tawanda. We'll be back.
Hello, this is Kate with the Trending News. Tonight's news is about how there is a study that has actually proven that cute little animals reduce stress levels in humans. This was found by England's University of Leeds, who partnered with Tourism Western Australia and studied the psychological and physiological impact of cute animals on students and staff in college. They had 19 participants, and they were asked to watch a 30-minute slideshow of cute images and short clips of animals. 15 of the 19 participants had an exam 90 minutes after the slideshow, and the other four were academic support staff who had declared they were stressed at work. They studied the heart rates and the average blood pressure and showed that all of the heart rates of every participant did drop, and all of the average blood pressures went into the ideal blood pressure range. And anxiety overall was reduced by almost 50%, proving that cute animals are a powerful stress reliever. Back to
back. Thank you so much. We're talking about entertainment. What would you do to be a star? Do you ladies remember, or can you think of a show kind of like the New Edition story, how they talked about the struggle from the beginning when the guys were getting together in the group and they were, you know, basically kind of hustling around. They had different managers and just kind of the making of that whole situation. Has anyone seen that movie or a movie similar that kind of just shares the behind the scenes of Before the Glitter and the Glam? Anyone?
No, I can't say that I have.
Okay, so no one's seen it, like the New Edition movie or any movie similar, even the Tina Turner's movie?
I saw the Tina Turner movie. I believe it's called Love Got to Do With It. And I've also seen Temptations. Oh, my God, Temptations. Don't get me started.
Don't get her started. Well, this is a question that I want to ask you. When you think about the different celebrities that you just mentioned that you like because of their music or because it helps you relax, let's think about a day in their life. One thing Alexis mentioned is, hey, I wouldn't really want to be a celebrity. I don't want to do it the paparazzi. I don't really want people, like, looking at me. I'm being, like, on the front line. But let me ask you a question. If you had to actually walk in these people's shoes for a day or a week, what do you actually think it takes to live in this life, you know, with the pros and the cons? What are some of the cons you think in being a celebrity? We know what some of the pros are, but let's talk about different celebrities that you know, whether it's music or whether it's movies, TV shows, modeling, et cetera. What do you think a few cons are? How about you, Lisa? Tell us one or two cons in being a celebrity that you see.
I think they have, like, relationship issues because I'm dealing, like, my friend, he's a upcoming artist, and, you know, a lot of people, when they're up and coming, you see people, like, they're attached to, and they're so quick to, you know, be like, well, that's my man or that's my woman, and it's, like, I don't know why, but it just causes issues. Like, if you're both not in entertainment, I feel like the groupies, the fans, they become an issue, but sometimes the mates don't know how to handle it, you know?
Okay. That definitely makes sense. And like I said, to a lot of pros, there's also cons. How about you, Kate? What do you think a con may be with being a celebrity?
So the first thing that I thought of when you said that was Ariana Grande has a new song called Fake Smile that everyone should go listen to because it's literally about that. Like, it's literally about how her life, it's hard, and she's putting on a fake smile all the time, but she's been through a lot. And, like, she even says, like, I know this is the life that I chose, and I'm super grateful, but it's also really hard. And I think that the cons are basically just, like, every single thing about you is on the media. Like, she sings about how things have been just straight up made up about her. And you think about, like, you know, high school and the little drama and, like, stuff that happened there when you heard rumors about yourself and how, like, crazy that was. You're like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe people are saying this and I didn't do it. And it's, like, that is literally what being a celebrity is, like, all the time. Like, people are just posting stuff about you or saying that they think you did this, or, like, she said relationship problems. Yeah, obviously, because anytime you slip up, you're for sure getting outed everywhere. Like, you have no privacy, and I think that that's probably the hardest part of being a celebrity, and the reason why I said, like, I'd want to be local, because I feel like you just get, like, everything about you just gets blown up.
Okay. How about you, Alexis?
I think the hardest part about being a celebrity is probably getting stalkers. Like, I hate to put it this way, but I was...
You don't stalk me.
Kendall Jenner actually had somebody break into her house. And you know how scary it is when you are famous and some super fan decides to break in your house? It's not a funny matter.
No, it's not.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, like, sometimes people forget that you're people, too. So, like, if you really honestly think about it, if you're famous, your fans
basically pay your income in a way, because they have to buy your merchandise, they have to buy tickets to watch your movies or your CDs or whatever you want to call it, and sometimes fans think that that entitles them to whatever you want to call it, and some people, I'm sorry, I don't want no special fan in my house.
Yeah, have you guys heard of Christina Grimmie? She literally, her stalker, like shot her on stage, I'm pretty sure that,
like,
she had a stalker, and she, like, yeah, she passed away.
He shot,
they, like,
was, is this up. Recently?
No, it was a little while ago. She was awesome.
Christina Grimmie?
Christina Grimmie, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I did hear about that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was so sad.
That's that's horrible. That's really horrible. All right, one thing. Okay, what about you, Kaya? What are your thoughts?
I think, like, what Ariana Grande, well, from what Kate said, what Ariana Grande was trying to say was, like, the expectations for celebrities is so unrealistic. Like, they, you know, people do forget that they are only human, but it's like, you know, I guess for the mindset of, like, her fans, or for any fan, they just want to connect, you know, and they there's some disconnection, I don't know, chemical brain, I don't know, but it's just, it's the expectations of the, that's, this is one of the cons, so the expectations, that's, for me, it would be the expectations of being famous, what people expect when they see you. They want you to be nice all the time. They want you to always have some type of advice or some type of help that you can give for them for their personal life. And it's like, I'm just here to entertain you and put on a smile and maybe sign a few autographs and, you know, shake some hands, almost like being a president, if you think about it, because they travel all around the world just like the president. They have stuff they have to do. People, you know, they have to donate portions of their money and, you know, they try and help as much as they can, but it's like, you know, after a full day of traveling and doing all these other things, and you get this one person when you're just dead shit tired, like, can I just have another autograph, you know, can I just have one more autograph? And you, like, as much as these, you know, as much as you don't want to, you still have to, as a famous person, or as an artist or movie star or whatever, you still have to put on that fake smile and not lose your control. But I know some of these celebrities do. They have to, because it would probably, I'm not gonna say drive me insane, because I'm such a nice person, but you have to take a toll on, you know, on a person. And I guess it depends on if that person is really, you know, if that person is really, if that was what they really, really wanted to do.
Okay.
Because
it's like, I know some people that are, like, actors, actresses, music model. Some people are so passionate about this. They've been wanting to do it their whole life. What is one thing that you are so passionate about that you've been wanting to do your whole life? One thing that, I mean, oh, my gosh, your heart melts. Your heart skips a beat when you think about this one thing. I'm going to beat you down about this one. This is what I want. This is what I love. I'm so super passionate about this. What is that one thing, Kaya?
Being a good role model. I just want my nieces and my nephews to look at me. And, you know, I just want them to look at me. And I hope and pray that I am, you know, doing exactly what I'm talking about. Like, when I talk to them, I talk about them. I talk about my past because I want them to know that I was a kid too. You know, when I talk, any child, that's every child that I've actually, because I've worked in childcare for a really long time, 10 years to be exact, and any child that, you know, that actually needed my help, I was getting at 5 o'clock in the morning just to do a little girl's eyebrows. So, like, if that don't speak to my character, I'm just, like, I just want to be a good role model, and I'm very, very good when it comes to actually showing kids, like, or trying to help kids any way that I can, you know, because I'm not going to say, I feel like I didn't grow up with the best life, and I didn't feel like I was loved, so all I do, I try to give kids as much love as I can, and I just want to be a good role model.
Absolutely. How about you, Alexis?
I don't know if I'm really that passionate about anything in my life just yet, but I'm actually going to beat somebody down to get it done. I pretty much feel like if I were to set my mind to something, I probably could accomplish it. I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. How about you, Lissa?
Something that I'm passionate about would have to
super passionate about homeless
people. My homeless
okay.
people. Yeah, those are my babies. The other night I got sick because the Lord just shook up my spirit, and I was really going to the store for cigars and ended up, you know, having to take cover, a care packet, and, you know, money. But that's what I do. Those are my babies. So I got a new one.
So helping the homeless. Okay.
Yes.
Now, do you actually know, like, personally, like, some homeless people that you've actually met and you know where they are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I keep tabs.
Wow.
Me and my kids, we try to eat with them once a week. I've been slipping, but since it's getting cold, I make sure that they, you know, have cover and
have
food.
A blanket. That's a whole other community in itself. That's really awesome because, like, when I rode through Atlanta one time, I never really probably paid it that much attention before, and I went through, like, the tunnel, and there's nothing but the tents on the left and on the right, and my heart felt a little better that, you know, because, I mean, a lot of homeless people are on the street, but now, you know, I don't know where all those tents came from, but that's really a good thing. I mean, if you got to be out and you don't really have a place to be, you know, having a blanket, having the tent, like, it's better than nothing. So, yeah, definitely, I can definitely feel you on that. How about you, Kate?
I would say that my ultimate goal of life is to make an impact, a positive impact. So I think that as long as I'm doing that, I'm super happy. That's what I'm passionate about. I like to make change and see it culminate into something beautiful. If I could say a couple ways I might want to do that, I really like writing poetry. I think, like, expressing my thoughts through poetry is really cool. And I don't know. I think it would be fun to get into, like, poetry slam or something like that. I'm, like, super passionate about. I mean, I put all of like thoughts and poetry, and to be able to like share that with somebody or a group of people is like super intimate and super cool. So yeah, that's something I'm passionate about.
Okay, that makes sense. Now my question is for tonight with our call. We're talking about entertainment. Whomever controls the media controls the mind. What would you do to be a star? And I know we've all listened to music, we've all watched television shows. So tell me about a TV show or a movie that you've seen where someone actually just made a fool of themselves on national television. Like, I cannot believe he or she did that. They just made a complete fool out of themselves. But guess what? We know some of the best things that go viral is when a person is making a fool out of themselves. Does anybody have any moment that you can tell us about on a movie that you've seen or a TV show where someone just completely made a fool out of themselves? Anyone?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. It's not a movie or a TV show. It was actually a basketball game.
Okay.
And I was watching. I love the Warriors. That's my team. And I was watching. It was right when Zaza Pachulia joined the Warriors, and it was like right after we traded Andrew Bogut. And Bogut's like the bomb. Like he's. And so I was already just like, oh, Bogut's gone. Who's this new guy? And he did something good for once because he was not doing well for a minute. And then when he did something good, he, like, did this dance and, like, slapped his own butt, like, four or five times. And I was just like, what was that? Like, I think I recorded it to save it because I was like, that, like, something out of this world. It was so funny.
Okay, anybody else?
Yeah, I was watching this video. I've actually seen a lot of videos where people are, like, doing almost, like, things that can actually kill them. But So I was watching this video of this young lady. She was at the top of her stairs over the banner, and she was like, I can jump on the, you know, over the couch onto the actual sitting part of the couch. And her mom was like, don't do it. Like, don't do it. She was like, but if you make it, I'll give you $50. And she was like, okay, I want my $50 when I come down. And she let go of the banner, and literally she basically hit the back of the couch. And I was like, oh, my God, she broke some ribs. She had to have broke some ribs. But I'm like, what in the world drives people to do that? I don't know. I mean, she did it for $50, and she didn't make the couch. Like, she didn't make what her initial goal was, to make it on the other side of the couch. But she ended up hitting the opposite side of the couch and literally landing on the back of the couch. And I'm just like, oh, my God. So, and I've seen another video of this little kid saying that he can fly. And he's sitting on top of the stairs. And I'm like, sweetie, please don't do that. Please don't do that. And my heart just dropped because he took a leap. And I don't know who was recording it, but I was like, why they didn't tell him that was not the smartest idea. He had his little cape on and everything. And he was like, I'm Batman. He either said I'm Batman or I'm Superman. And he just dove, like, right down to the bottom of the steps. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness. Like, thank God he's okay. But it's like, oh, my God, baby. Like, you don't even know. Granted, his video did go viral. But it's like, you could have hurt yourself, you know.
But you know what? But some people do, like, there's so many different shows. Like, have you guys ever heard of a show called Survivor?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Survivor is on its 40 seasons. The veteran reality series hosted by Jeff brings its 20 castaways to Paulia Island. It's 27th installment. This season tests where the blood may be thicker than water by bringing back 10 returning contestants. Some of these shows look like you're damn near going to kill yourself. You're eating all types of things. Like, the question tonight is, what would you do to become a star? Like, could anyone on the call tonight see yourself on this show called Survivor?
Yeah.
Because you got to be about that life to be on this show. All right, who said yes?
I didn't.
No.
Kate? Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I didn't say yes. No.
All right, so is there anyone on here that
yes.
says yes? Who said yes?
Yes. Eve. Eve.
Oh, okay. So, Eve, you would be on Survivor?
I think so. I mean, I don't want to read the contract, but.
Yeah. The contract is make sure you have your will done because you might not make it back.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I don't think they die. I think it's just some of the things. It's just really, I've never watched the full show, just only different parts of it. But it's really like Truth or Dare.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're
mm-hmm.
playing Truth or Dare, you can't say, oh, I don't want to do that one. Let me do the next one. You got to be about that life because you have no idea what you're going to have to do. You got to be super competitive. And open to doing stuff you may not be. You might have to eat a frog.
I've done that.
You know,
that
show
okay.
actually reminds. It kind of reminds me of Fear Factor. Have you guys ever seen Fear Factor?
Fear Factor?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, I've seen
no.
Fear Factor.
You've never seen Fear Factor, Toronto? Oh my God. Is you're basically doing challenges based on what you fear. So what's your biggest fear?
Oh. I just Googled it. It actually has 7 seasons. Came out in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
CFA was canceled. I wonder why it was canceled.
Yeah, it was. It ended up initially being canceled.
All right. Oh, yeah. And listen to this. Why was Fear Factor canceled? The infamous episode that ended with Joe Rogan's versions of Fear Factor, Joe Rogan, the original host, talked about Fear Factor and being canceled because they made contestants drink donkey juice. He said, quote, the show had to get more and more extreme, and it became very dangerous. You see?
What the heck
and that's
is
the thing, because some. I don't know. I guess we got to Google that. Well, let me ask you guys. There's also a show called Dating Naked. There's three seasons, came out in 2014. Is there anyone on here that would go? No, let me just go around and ask because I got to hear Alexis scream anyway at me. Alexis, would you go on Dating Naked?
Hell no.
Okay. Okay, I take that as a no. All right. How about you, Lissa?
I guess yes, only because I like to be naked at home. Like, I hate clothes, so that would be the only reason. But
okay.
Wait,
she said okay. One no and one yet. How about you, Eve?
Yeah, I think I would. Yeah.
Okay. Kate.
Yeah.
Okay, did it actually show you naked? Like, what's the deal? Like,
Kate, take all your clothes off, please. Kate, get naked, baby.
But like, you're just on TV.
Kate,
your
butt ass naked, sweetie.
Yeah, okay, like, they
you're not covering your boobs or your private parts.
But when they show it on air, is it blurred or does everybody see it?
Oh, you know what? I don't think so. I think I saw a couple of episodes, and I'm thinking on air is blurred. Has anyone seen it before?
Oh. Yeah. So, okay, yeah, just when you're watching it on TV, of course, they blur out your private parts. But,
yeah.
And I want to say the girls wear, like, tapes or something on, around their nipples.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't be 100% sure.
That's cheating.
Yeah, but you got to take it off. But just think about what would you do to be a star? Have you guys heard of shows like Millionaire Matchmaker, 24-Hour Fiancé? Would you guys do something like that?
Boy. Yeah, those look fun.
You see? Okay, so how about what was the one that you met someone and then you married them and then you met up with them on the show and got married, but you never thought they looked like before? Would you do that, Alexis, for $1 million?
Married at first sight, you mean?
Yes, for $1 million, would you do it? You said no?
Nope.
Alyssa? $1 million.
I'm going to have to go with Alexis, like, no.
Okay. Kate?
I don't think I would either.
Okay. Eve?
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Kai, I guess you're the only one that's going to say yes. Kaya?
No, not for, I mean, so you're telling me that I have to marry somebody before I see them?
Yeah, for $1 million.
Yeah, no, that's not enough.
All right, last question. Tell me about a show that you guys saw where a person was totally out of character. Like, oh my gosh, I would not do this for all the money in the world. I don't care what they say, what they paid me, I would not do that.
Mm.
Tell us about a show, commercial, whatever. You saw someone do something so gruesome, so humiliating, or so dangerous that for all the money in the world, you would not do it. Tell us about something like that.
Mm. Have you guys seen the YouTube channel? And these are real people, and they go higher points. And it's one guy who he's standing, and he holds a girl by one arm, and she's dangling from the building. It's like a thing to get over your fear of heights, but there's nothing holding you but this guy's arm. So I don't think I would do that, honestly. It's
okay.
People
in
a camera crew. I'm like, eh.
Wow. Okay. Anyone else? Anything you've ever seen on television that you would not do for all the money in the world?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go on Fear Factor, even though it's canceled. Like, Fear Factor, they had people eating bugs. They were being put in, you know, big containers full of snakes, full of mice, full of just different things. And they would go, like, get on skyscrapers and have to collect these
different tallies and stuff. And I was just like, I couldn't do that. I couldn't. My biggest fear is I fear clowns, and it's like, no. No, don't put me
in. Oh, you fear clowns?
Yeah, I fear clowns. I don't know. I didn't even want to say it, but yeah, that's like my only, besides God, that's my only, and my mama, that's the only fear, the only fears that I have.
My mama.
God, clowns, and my mom.
Oh my goodness. Okay, anybody else?
Yeah. Okay, so I think that I would never go on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, and the reason for that is because, well, one, I don't believe that it's, like, fully real. I'm sure there's things that people are made to do there. And I think that, like, people don't realize when they go on that show and they do whatever, you know. I don't even know if they really get paid that much to be there. Like, they get a little bit, but I think they have to buy all their outfits and stuff. So I don't even understand what they're doing there because you, like, make a fool of yourself. Like, I promise you if I was competing with, like, 25 other women, and then I actually started liking this man, like, that would not be my best self to present to everybody. Like I do not want to put myself in a pressured situation where everybody's jealous and fighting for one man, and then have that be how the world knows me. Like, no, thank you.
I can definitely dig it.
I will do something crazy for sure.
What about... And I know everyone doesn't have a dream to be a star or to be famous. Or like Kate said, she wouldn't mind being like a local celebrity in her own city. Or shall I say in Kate, in Kaya's state, since she claimed the whole state of California tonight. But there are a lot of people that are. And there's a lot of things that people go through that are famous, that are stars. And then even children growing up with parents being famous. What are your thoughts about that? Being a child growing up with multi-millions and you're growing up with your parent being a celebrity, have you ever thought about how that may be? What are your thoughts about that, Lissa?
I think the kids, they love it. They don't understand that the parent is working. But just like the parent, it's a lot on the kid because, you know, you see how they take pictures of Beyonce's daughter and then, you know, sometimes they talk about her hair. So I think it goes both ways. It's the good life, but then there's also several eyes on you. So you have to be perfect and nobody's perfect.
Okay. How about you, Eve? What are your thoughts?
You know, I think it's a really great place to be in a way because you're going to have so many doors open for you just because of your parents' names, like how people have to do X amount of things to get recognition. It's like you were already full and kind of known. And so if you wanted to be more famous, you're just going to have more doors open. So I think it's a blessing. Or you don't have to if you don't want to. You could just be low-key, but that's my thought.
Okay.
Okay, what do you think, Kate?
I'm feeling so torn on this one. Like, I agree with what you said, like it being a blessing because they could have doors open for them. But I just don't know, like, personally, right, the way that I evaluate this is how would I want to raise my own children? And I'm pretty sure I would not want to raise a child while I was that famous just because, like, I just talked about Christina Grimmie, like, getting shot on stage and, like, the crazy things that happen when you're a celebrity and how things can be unsafe. And I feel like you would just have to be, like, oh, worried about the kid. Like, is there going to be an article that comes out? Like, I know there's been articles probably, like, cutest celebrity kids, and then they're talking about which ones aren't cute. You know, like, there's just – people forget celebrities are people. And I don't know if I would, like – I mean, maybe it makes the kid stronger in some ways. I don't know. I mean, I think you'd have to do a lot of work as a mom celebrity to, like, teach your child to not listen to what other people have to say about them because it's just, like, when you're too young to, like, fully understand, I don't know. I think that would be kind of difficult.
Okay. Has anyone ever thought about, like, different celebrities that are married? Like, let's say, for example, if you are married and you're kissing in the bed with somebody every day on the set, how that may work with the person, how they differentiate the difference. Or if you're a female and you have to play a role of being in a relationship with a female and you're not a person that's a lesbian or gay, or vice versa. If you are a male and your role is a male, a gay role, and that's not the life that you have to actually live. A lot of celebrities have to actually do things like this. Like, what would you do to be a star? Sometimes people have to drop their boundaries. They have to drop the things that they may believe in. They just do anything and or almost anything to actually get to success, to get to the bag, and to be a star. So think about that. Would you do any of that? If you were a woman and you're not into women, would you play a lesbian role because you had the chance to be a star? If you were in a committed relationship, do you think your lover or past lover would be okay with you being on set, being groped and felt up and hopping in the bed for the TV show? Because these are all sacrifices that celebrities and famous people make to be a star. What are your thoughts, Lissa?
You know, I'm glad you said that because I realize, like, a lot of people are gay for pay, and that just boggles my mind.
Oh, wait a minute, wait
like
a minute. Did you say gay for pay?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say gay for pay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever heard it like that, but go ahead.
And it's like, it just shows you, like, people will really do anything for money. I feel like you shouldn't have to drop what you believe in or, you know, just because of money. And people do, like, I don't have an issue with females, but I'm not going to put my lips on you. So I would have a problem with a kissing scene. And then, like, I have a problem with the male-on-male scenes now because they're turning everything gay. Everything on TV is gay now. So, I mean, it just shows, like, all you need, I mean, tell me what you want me to do, pull the strings, and give me some money. That's how people think, so.
Okay, and you wouldn't do that?
No, none
how
of
about
it.
You? How about you, Kaya?
No,
she said,
I wouldn't.
For the pay.
I wouldn't. I don't really have too much to say on that. It's just there's some things that I would do, but there's not enough things. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of things that I wouldn't do for money. Because if that's the case, like, I need money now, but I'm not out there, you know what I mean, demeaning my body to get the money that I need and I have. So, yeah, no, I wouldn't. There's a lot of things that I would do for money, but there's a lot of things that I wouldn't do for money.
I'm afraid to ask you, Alexis.
In regards to which question, would I do certain things for money?
In reference to if you are a heterosexual woman and they want you to play a role being a lesbian, or if you were in a committed relationship, but your role was being married at work with this guy or girl, do you think your significant other would have a problem with it?
One, don't really care if they're gonna make me play a lesbian, because if I chose to be a star and that is the role that I agreed to play, then you know what, it is what it is. Secondly, I can already answer that question. My boyfriend's going to say hell no, because me personally, how I feel about it is kind of like this. If you are dating somebody who is already famous, you already know the lifestyle that they lead. You already know the type of roles they're being offered. You made this decision to be married to a celebrity, or you made this decision to be in a relationship with a celebrity. You cannot expect them not to do their job because you're insecure. That's not fair. I'm not saying it gives them a license to cheat on you.
Amen.
That's totally. But if I chose to be in a relationship with a famous actor and his current job required him to be hot and steamy
on set with someone, I cannot throw a temper tantrum because his job requires some of that. However, I can throw a temper tantrum if he's caught in the trailer and, like, you know, the cameras aren't rolling, you're not being paid, and you're on break. Yeah, then I'm going to throw a temper tantrum about that. But I'm not going to throw a temper tantrum about the scene. It just depends on every couple. But me, personally, I prefer to live out of the limelight. I don't foresee myself being in a relationship with someone who chooses to be in the limelight. My boyfriend already has expressed certain concerns about me doing what I'm doing currently. So it's already testing the waters of our relationship.
Wow. That definitely makes sense. One of the things is our topic tonight is talking about entertainment. We know that entertainment is a $1 billion industry and projected to be a $1 trillion industry because entertainment is in various ways, from music to movies to television to modeling. Whomever controls the media controls the mind. The question for tonight is, what would you do to become a star? Everyone doesn't have a dream or an idea to become a star. But guess what? A lot of people do have a dream and idea to become successful. So my last question for tonight is it your desire to become successful? And if so, what would you do to become successful? And if not, why not? And again, success is a choice. So we'll start with you, Alexis.
I do want to be successful, but there is a line in the sand that I'm going to draw for myself. There are things that I will do, or I will, if it is for my goal to achieve my goals. I'm not going to do anything dirty. I'm not going to do anything illegal, nor am I going to, let's just say, put myself in compromising ways to make money or to be the it 5 minute girl just so I can get my name out there. I'm sorry, but I have family members to think of. I like to think of my actions as a pond. You know, you throw a rock in a pond and it starts rippling. Those ripples affect other people. I have family members that I care about. I do not want to be the one being famous and then their lives be affected in a negative way. Because when you're famous, let's just be honest, everything in your life is fair game. And, like, the only way you can keep quiet is not to share about it. But if people dig hard enough, you know, if somebody's really that determined to find something about you, they're just going to dig and dig and dig. And, you know, when you're famous or when you become the next big girl, a lot of mice come out looking to nibble on that teeth. So who's to say that somebody in my past figures out that, oh, hey, Alexis made it big now. I have this story about her when she was in high school, when she did this. I'm just going to go sell it to some sleazy tabloid. No, thank you. Mm-mm.
Okay. How about you, Kaya?
What was the question?
Do you desire success in life? And if so, what are you willing to do to get it? And if not, why not?
That's a good question. I do desire to be successful, but to the success of my means, I guess you can say. So basically what I would consider being successful to me, you know, not to the degree of everybody else's means of success. I just want to be successful to me, so I can look back on my life and be like, okay, I did, you know, I accomplished everything I wanted to accomplish. And what I'm willing to do for that, not only is work my ass off and be true to myself, but also just be patient. You know, if I'm going to be successful to my, you know, to my definition, but if it's God's will, then it will be. And, you know, it's not so far I accomplished everything I have wanted to accomplish, but because it wasn't, you know, my life hasn't been easy. Definitely in a better place than what I was before. And I think that so far, like,
I'm pretty successful just being, you know, just being my everyday self. Granted, there's still some struggles. There's still stuff that I struggle with mentally, emotionally, and financially. But, you know, I've never done anything to mess up anybody else's life. I'm not corrupted by what life has, you know, dealt me this far. You know, I'm still a good person at heart, and, you know, like I said, like, people has never said anything too bad about me to where my mom and my grandmothers are ashamed of me or anything like that. So as long as I still have my, I guess you could say, integrity, or as long as I still got my integrity, I'm okay with that.
Okay. Thank you for sharing, Kaya. How about you, Eve?
Being successful, that's, like, personal to everybody what that means. I would love to be successful. Do I want to be rich and famous? Like, I don't know. It would just depend, because I'm not, like, I wouldn't, I'm like with Alexis. It's like, it would be a great side effect, but something I'm actively seeking. Like, I like doing the podcast because I like the conversation, you know what I mean? And I love how we get to include people, and hopefully one day, like, the public, they can just call in, and I think it's really fun, and if it turns into something huge, that would be, like, amazing, but I'm not, like, actually trying to become rich, you know what I mean? Like, there are certain things I wouldn't do for me. Like, I wouldn't want to be famous for the wrong things either, like negative press, and a lot of people get famous just in their communities for doing, like, really outstanding things. So there's all kinds of ways to get your name out there. So it's not always just entertainment, you know. You could be a political activist or whatever. But, yeah, I would like to be successful, though. And how do I do that? Just by every day working hard. And if I'm rich and famous one day, that'd be cool. But if not, like, I still like so far all the things I've done.
Okay. That sounds good, and I respect that. All right, how about you, Lissa? Lissa, are you there?
Well, yes, I am. I feel like success is near, and that's why I've been going through all this stuff I've been going through. And for me, it's like a lot of sacrifice, and I'm learning to be patient, because when I rushed it, I messed up the first time. So I'm pacing myself. I'm no sleep over here, and just crying and grinding at the same time. So I got to get there, and because I got kids. I have two daughters, and then, you know, my homeless, I consider them my baby. So I'm working for me now, for them later. So I gotta
crying and grinding. Hey, respect. Yeah, you got those. Hey, you can tell those artists, boy, crying and grinding. How about you, Kate?
Amen.
Yeah. For me, Alexis literally read my mind. Like, she, I was over here like clapping. Because considering, like, your family, I think is really important. Like, I want to be a star, sure, at some point, or, like, slightly famous and successful, whatever, but I'm not going to, like, have my mom disappointed when she watches me do whatever I do. Like, I want to be classy. So I was raised to be classy, and, like, you know, there's certain things I would do, but I think there's a line, for sure.
See, what I meant by...
Tell us, we got to go to break, but tell us all about that, Alexis. You'll be first as soon as we get back, and we have to wrap up because we have about 10 minutes before our show ends.
Thank you so much for listening to Living Single in Your City, and we are super excited about every opportunity and every door that we open. We want you to get connected. Go to our website. Check out our store. We are releasing 3 new books very soon. One is called Cover. Living Life on the Download Has Been Exposed. The next book is called Single and Celibate. Find out more about that one. And last but definitely not least, Why Living Single and Why Now?
You will find more information about our books and the discounted price for the next 30 days on our website at livingsingle.org. That's living, L-I-V-I-N, with no G, single.org. Thank you. As we wrap up tonight, we'll go around to everyone for any closing comments, feedback, and tips. We're talking about entertainment. What would you do to be a star? And if you have no desire to be famous or to be a star, maybe it is your dream to be successful. And what success is, that's in your eyesight only. All right, talk to us, Alexis. Any final comments, questions, thoughts, or whatever you wanted to share?
No, I never really dreamed to live in the limelight. I prefer to live under the radar. That's just always the kind of person I did. I am. When I was in high school, I did not do any of the auditions for the plays. I did not do for any solos. I tried to hide and duck before behind everybody. That didn't exactly work out to my favor because my teacher always made me go to the front anyway. But for me, what I meant by my actions affect my family. What I mean is I learned the very hard way that when people see you doing a little bit better, they come out of the woodwork and they want a piece of cheese. And if you don't give them a big enough piece of cheese, they get mean and they start making snarky comments and stuff like that. So I'm just going to be 100% real. If I were famous, I will probably have to do it under a pseudonym. And the only person who is actually really going to know it's me are the people that I trust, because my family is just the kind of family that they're those mice. They smell cheese. They're going to come out and want a piece. And I'm just not going to do that. I'm sorry. Like, I prefer it to be there are reasons why relationships are the way they are. There are reasons why I choose not to have anything to do with certain people. And you know what? The only person that I really want in my corner is already in my corner. So I'm quite happy with that.
Thank you so much. How about you, Lisa? Any closing comments, questions, or feedback?
No, my heart is clear. Just thank you, ladies, for having me.
Thank you so much for investing time to tune in tonight. How about you, Kaya?
I just want to tell, you know, if we do have any other artists, you know, coming up artists out there, and look into wanting to get into that field. I had a friend that actually told me, like, when you get into the industry, there's a personality pretty much you have to, you know, with some music producers, they want you to, you know, they actually want you to, you know, build a person that really don't exist, that's not who you are. For instance, he has no tattoos, and they wanted him to build his body with tattoos. Like, those are some things that you have to think about when you're actually getting into, you know, wanting to be in the music industry. So set your boundaries, and you just, you know, and go for what you want, you know, go for whatever you want, you know, whatever you want, whatever that may be. If you want to go, you want to go for acting, if you want to go for, you know, being an R&B artist, singer, or whatever, just know what you want out of that and then go for it.
Absolutely. Kate?
I just want to say thanks. This is a good topic. I don't have anything else to add. I feel like I got it all out during the show, but I had fun being here.
Well, we're waiting for you to go dating naked. All right. How about you, Eve?
No further comments.
And just remember that as we talk about entertainment, what would you do to become a star? That's the question that anyone that's famous or desires to be famous, that's a question that they have probably asked themselves, and that's the question people that want to be famous are going to ask themselves. And some people are willing to do almost anything to be famous, and guess what? That's definitely their choice. A lot of times we are quick to pass judgment on people, but until we truly walk a mile in their shoes, we have no idea what someone goes through. And even if you don't want to be famous, maybe you just want success. And success, whatever that is, that's really up to you. Just remember this. The road to success is not straight. There's a curve called failure, a loop called confusion, speed bumps called friends, red lights called enemies, and caution lights called family. But if you have a spare called determination, an engine called perseverance, insurance called faith, and a driver called God, you would definitely be on your way to success. This is Tawanda with Living Single in Your City, and much success to everyone, and we're out of here.
Have a good night.
Hey, everyone. This is your girl, Hefe, with Living Single. I just want to say thank you all who are listening to our nightly show. We want to make sure you always stay connected with us by subscribing to our website. And when you do subscribe, you'll receive a free newsletter where you can find updates, tips, and all types of information regarding singles. Please visit our website at www.livingsingle.org.